There are legalities involved in that last portion of Soul Symphony.
You mean?
Yeah, I first heard it on a Gene Emmons record, the vocal plate for me, that he later cut with one of the world's truly great heavyweights on guitar, Harvey Mandel, who said if you can't lick 'em, then you steal their licks. I said, but kid, you have to make 'em sound so mechanical, man. Blue-eyed soul child. Anyway, but I can't remember the name of the Gene Emmons cut. Well, it's Caparinga or something. We'll call Vaco and settle this whole thing while we tell him that this is the manager and you're fired. Why? Why? You played 32 organ records in a row, kid, and we can't have that. 24 minutes before 5, the three sounds with Monk Higgins, who wrote the entire thing called Soul Symphony, with some of the voices from Professor Alex Bradford's group. I don't know if it lists their names or not. Gene Harris at the piano. What was it? Soul Symphony, side one. A couple of friends stopped by. Lou Galliani from Galliano. Italiano? Milanese. A pizzeria. I don't know what the hell his name is. He's a kid who works for RCA, which means he hasn't grown up yet. Many of my friends used to work for RCA. Dave Haynes, who every time you mess, you're going, I never heard one. Easy, kid. He wasn't even going to put him in the Tower Record Store in San Francisco. After he sat up here in the booth with me one night and when I first heard the Solid Gold 68 by Chet Atkinson. Just freaked Dave out, man. And I say, hey, man, get 50 of them. We'll give them away in the air or whatever, you know? So he called Nashville, and they told him to mind his own business. He kept saying, yeah, but I work for you. Well, then mind your own business. We'll take care of Nashville. Okay, okay. I said, well, did you get the albums? He said, no, there's a new one coming out next week, man. I said, by Chet Atkins? I just got this one, man. And this was a rush order. So, well, they don't waste no time, unfortunately. That's why I'm glad that I have Jerry Thompson's Chet Atkins, the 1955 RCA album. You took it back? You dirty son of a... Now you watch. Where were we? On our way to the unemployment office, huh? Right. It has always been thus. Bobby Dale from KSFO, the Big 560... Listen, let me have a Jeff Scove promo, Jerry. I'm sorry. Let me find a tag for it first. Sports style? No. You keep running into, yeah. What is it? Sports style again. Is your voice changing ever since I started listening to Henry Aldridge? This has been happening to me. Have they had any Blondie on? Kind of liked him. I saw Glenn Ford in a Blondie movie once, man. And Rita Hayworth. Put the blame on me, boy. It's a long way to Tipperary. My buddy, Cha-Cha and Off. That is a classic. Is that all of it? No, but we don't have time to tell you the whole story, folks. Now that I have the tag, I forgot what I asked for. Louisa May Alcott.
5:30 a.m. is an ungodly hour to have to get up. But if you
from the floor.
The Jeff Scove 5:30 a.m. report will help make it a little easier.
Well, we want to be relaxed, and we want to come into your
home. Here, try one of these.
5:30 in the morning usually is a very private time at home, so we don't want to invade the privacy. We want to be there, but we want to be there in a relaxed way,
in a way that you'll invite us
back every day.
The Jeff Scove 5:30 a.m. report on KSFO.
Has he still got his Viva Zabata mustache? I liked him. He just shaved it off. When they gave him this half hour, huh? You know, they really sold him a bill of goods, man. And now he's sitting home thinking, oh, wait a minute. I didn't used to have to get there till 6. Now I got to be there at 5:30. And sound, what, 2? 2:30? You're kidding, man. Well, anyway, you can hear Jeff Scove. From 2:30, you get a lot of time, 3 hours to get ready to be informal. Far out. You can be informal on the street if they ain't looking. You can hear Jeff Skov every weekday from 5:30 to 6:05 a.m. right here on KSFO. And I do love him. Don't tell his old lady, though. I mean his wife. Bobby, when I got fired from here and I was coming down cleaning out my locker and three others, Jeff Skov just walked by me in the hall and he said, "I miss you already." And I said, "And I ain't even gone." He said, "What's that from?" "I don't know. It's an old country song we used to sing in the South 40s. Before we had indoor plumbing. And I never was happy anyway, so I..."
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you